Te Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Ideal Family Life, Text 2. Sri Narada Uvacha Griheshu Avastito Raja Kriya Kurva Yato Chitaha Vasudevarpanam Saksha Upasita Maha Munin Sri Narada Vacha Griheshu Vastito Rajan Kriya Kurvan Yato Chitaha Vasudevarpanam Sakshad Upasita Mahamunin Sri Narada Vacha Griheshu Vastito Rajan Kriya Kurvan Yato Chitaha Vasudevarpanam Sakshat Upasita Mahamuni Sri Narada Vacha Griheshu Vastito Rajan Kriya Kurvan Yato Chitaha Vasudevarpanam Sakshat Upasita Mahamuni Sri Narada Vacha Esa Vasito Rajan Vasudeva Pranam Sakshat Asita Mahamunin Sri Narada Vacha Esa Vasito Rajan Ramitochita Vasudeva Pranam Saksha Munim Narada Vacha Isavastito Rajan Yasavana Vosita Devarpanam Sakshad Vasita Mahamunim Vaishnavis Griheshu Vastito Rajan Akritam Yodhita Vasudevarpanam Sakshat Vasita Mahamuni Griheshu Vastito Rajan Kriya Kurvan Yodhita Vasudevarpanam Sakshat Upasita Mahamunim Sri Narada Vacha. Sri Narada Muni replied, Griheshu, at home, Avastitaha, staying, a householder generally stays home with wife and children. Rajan, O king. Kriyaha, activities. Kurvan, performing. Yatochita, suitable as instructed by the Guru and Shastra. Vasudeva, unto Lord Vasudeva. Arpana, dedicating. Sakshat, directly. Upasthita, should worship. Mahamuni, the great devotees. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni replied, My dear King, those who stay at home as householders must act to earn their livelihood, and instead of trying to enjoy the results of their work themselves, they should offer these results to Krishna, Vasudeva. How to satisfy Vasudeva in this life can be perfectly understood through the association of great devotees of the Lord. Please repeat. Narada Muni replied, My dear King, those who stay at home as householders must act to earn their livelihood. And instead of trying to enjoy the results of their work themselves, they should offer these results to Krishna. Vasudeva. How to satisfy Vasudeva in this life can be perfectly understood through the association of great devotees of the Lord. Purport. The format for Grihastha life should be dedication to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 6.1, it is said, Anashrita karma palam karyam karma karotiya sa sanyasi cha yogi cha na niragnir na cha kriyaha. One who is unattached to the fruits of his work and who works as he is obligated is in the renounced order of life, and he is the true mystic, not he who lights no fire and performs no work, end quote. Whether one acts as a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, or sannyasi, he must act only for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. This should be the principle for everyone's life. Narada Muni has already described the principles of life for a brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyas, and now he is describing how a grihastha should live. The basic principle is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The science of satisfying the Supreme Lord can be learned as described here. Sakshat Upasita Mahamunin. The word Mahamunin refers to great saintly persons or devotees. Saintly persons are generally known as munis, or thoughtful philosophers concerned with transcendental subject matters, and Mahamunin refers to those who have not only thoroughly studied the goal of life, but who are actually engaged in satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. These persons are known as devotees. Unless one associates with devotees, one cannot learn the science of Vasudeva Arpanam, or dedicating one's life to Vasudeva Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In India, the principles of this science were followed strictly. Even 50 years ago, I saw that in the villages of Bengal and the suburbs of Calcutta, people engaged in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam daily when all their activities ended, or at least in the evening before going to bed. Everyone would hear the Bhagavatam. Bhagavat classes were held in every village, and thus the people had the advantage of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes everything about the aim of life, liberation or salvation. This will be clearly explained in the next verses. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, the verse again, Narada Muni replied, "My dear king, those who stay at home as householders must act to earn their livelihood. And instead of trying to enjoy the results of their work themselves, they should offer these results to Krishna, Vasudeva. How to satisfy Vasudeva in this life can be perfectly understood through the association of great devotees of the Lord." So the title of this chapter is Ideal Householder Life. So this is a very, it's not easy goal to achieve, ideal householder life. But yeah, we should have the standard in mind so we can know what we should be trying to achieve. And one thing that's stated in the verse is, "My dear king, those who stay at home as householders must act to earn their livelihood." So in Vedic civilization, there were different kinds of householders according to the different varnas. Chatur Varnya Maya Shristam Guna Karma Vibhagashaha. Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that he created this system of varnas: Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras. So in Vedic civilization, all the different varnas had their way of earning their livelihood. The Brahmanas were allowed to exist on charity. Of course, we've seen in the previous chapters there are so many descriptions of the different occupations, but to put it simply, basically the Brahmana Grihastas were allowed to live by charity, you know, because they are supposed to be fully absorbed in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Kshatriyas, they were allowed to live on taxes and of the population in general, so that they could perform their function of protecting the society. The Vaishyas were allowed to earn their income by agricultural activities, cow protection, and trade, finance. And the Shudras, or the laboring classes, were, their needs were to be provided by those who were giving them employment. They were to assist the other Varnas, the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas in their service. So, in our ISKCON society, you know, the householders have various options for earning their livelihood. One option is to be fully serving within the ISKCON institution as part of a temple or... Oh, what's going on here? Wow. It's too hot, so we have to get something. I mean, for some time I was in householder life, so I had to face, you know, these kinds of responsibilities as well. So, you know, the options are for the householders to be doing some kind of full-time service for the temple or some ISKCON project, and live in a very simple way, you know, being, receiving support from the temple or the project, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, for example, or something, some other ISKCON project. So that is one way that in this current climate, devotee householders can earn their livelihood, as being stated here. And another option is to have some employment according to one's nature or according to necessity in the outside economy. And in that case, one can contribute part of one's income to the activities of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, as mentioned here. Instead of trying to enjoy the results of their work themselves, they should offer these results to Krishna, Vasudev. So, but in a more, looking at it from a more philosophical point of view, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Nityava Yuktanam Yoga Chemam Vahamyaham. For those who are constantly engaged in my service, I provide their necessities somehow or other. So, somehow or other, Lord Krishna is taking care of everyone even the non-devotees, sometimes I reflect on it. You know, when flying into Los Angeles, you see this huge city that extends for miles and miles and miles and miles. And there are millions and millions of people here. And, you know, they are not all devotees of Lord Krishna. Yet Krishna has provided something for each one of them, you know, according to their karma. They're receiving the necessities of life in some fashion or other. So Krishna arranges also for his devotees to receive the necessities of life. It may appear, you know, it's coming from your own hand, your own endeavor, or from a temple or some ISKCON project or from some business or investment. But ultimately, Krishna explains, yoga chemam vahamyaham. For his devotees, he's providing the necessities of life. So, somehow or other, one has to offer the results of one's work to Krishna. It can either be by offering one's mind, body, and words to Krishna and accepting as Krishna's mercy whatever Krishna's movement is able to provide in terms of some simple living facility, some simple minimal living facility. Or, you know, one can be working by one's own endeavor in some profession or occupation and using the results for propagating Krishna consciousness. So we see, you know, so many examples of devotees who are doing that and have done it. Certainly we should be aware of the ideal, you know, ideal family life as being described here. Maybe we haven't achieved the ideal state ourselves, but we should know what the standard is. So today is the disappearance day of Murari Gupta, you know, who was a householder devotee serving Lord Chaitanya's movement, you know, 500 years ago. Stated he was a physician, a member of the Vaidya caste, that's the caste of physicians. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's stated that he would cure both the material and the spiritual diseases of the people who approached him. You know, he was a physician, he would treat them, but he would also give them Krishna consciousness. So we can see that example in our modern Krishna consciousness movement. You know, for example, in Mumbai in India, there's the Bhaktivedanta Hospital where there are devotee physicians who are treating both the material and spiritual diseases of the people who come to them. You know, they can come to that hospital for treatment of whatever disease or condition they have. And then they're also placed in an atmosphere where they're exposed to Krishna consciousness. So that is following in the footsteps of the great devotee of the Lord, Murari Gupta. And he's also noted for compiling a book called Chaitanya Charita, which is a diary he kept about the very early pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Adi Leela of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The first part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada says, is based on that notebook kept by Murari Gupta. So on this point of treating the material and spiritual needs of people, curing people of their material attachments and the material miseries is very important. But we have to understand what the real material miseries are. Janma Mrityu Jiravyati Dukkha Dosha Anadarshanam. An intelligent person will see the real fundamental problems are: birth, death, old age, and disease in general, not any particular manifestation of disease, but the whole phenomenon of disease, which is something we all have to confront. So Srila Prabhupada said that our temples are like hospitals, for treating this disease condition of material life. And we have our treatment, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, and our diet, the diet of prasadam, spiritual vegetarian foodstuffs offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yajna shishtashana shanto. The devotees eat only food offered for sacrifice. So you experience that when you go in a hospital and you have to stay there. You're given some treatment, and then the dietitian prescribes some special diet for you. So in our Krishna consciousness movement, we are doing the same thing. Today is also Saradiya Rasa Yatra, and that is the autumn full moon occasion of Krishna's rasa dance with the gopis. Of course, he danced with the gopis on other occasions, but the one that's most glorified, the most glorified rasa dance is this dance, Krishna dancing with the gopis in the evening of the autumn full moon. So this is the Saradiya Rasa Yatra. And it's said that on this day, all the deities of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan are dressed in white. That's kind of reflecting the brilliant white light of the full moon on this occasion. So you can see deities here are dressed in white in honor of the occasion. And so many devotees here, their outfits match the deity outfits today. So and then, according to the Vaishnav calendar, it's also Lakshmi Puja. So I don't know so much about that. Srila Prabhupada mentions it once that it was one of the festivals that he remembers as a child. there are so many festivals in the course of the year, and that was one that he remembered. So on that occasion, the children and were given new cloth, to wear. So he recalled that. Of course, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is the head of one of our Vaishnava Sampradayas. There's the Brahma Sampradaya headed by Lord Brahma, Rudra Sampradaya headed by Lord Shiva, the Brahma Sampradaya to which we belong is our Sampradaya. There's the Kumara Sampradaya and the Lakshmi Sampradaya or Sri Sampradaya headed by Srimati Lakshmi Devi. So, does anybody have any questions or comments or anything to add? Yes, Vijay Prabhu.
Just a comment. You mentioned how in Bombay we have the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. You know, not many devotees are aware of this, but we have a hospital also here in America where there's a devotee. His name is Murari Gupta Prabhu.
Really?
And he owns this hospital and he runs it. And there's many, many devotees working there also. It's in Miami. And he treats devotees. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. And his name is Murari Gupta.
His name is Murari Gupta.
And he's a doctor.
He's a doctor. He owns the hospital. And he has many devotees working there as well and treats devotees. Very nice devotee.
Oh.
He opened a preaching center also not far from the hospital there.
Oh, amazing. Anything else? Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.